Earl English show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sam, do we have somebody on the line? Okay. Let me do this. I don't know if you were listening to the United States Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, and UK Prime Minister, I mean NATO's, excuse me, General, Secretary General, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, as they were warning the world that the Ukraine-Russia war could go on for years. And I don't think that any of us are even ready to wrap our minds around a war that is going to last for years. Because we see, you know, the strength of Russia that outnumbers Ukraine 10-1. And we keep getting news and information that talks about, you know, the fact that Ukraine is doing such a great job of holding the Russians off. But then you hear the words 2 to 3 years, I mean, for years, that this war has the capabilities of going that long. And the only way it can possibly last that long is if the United States and the NATO allies continue to offer weapons and money to the Ukrainian people. And right now, as it stands, the NATO is not doing its fair share. And so the American people are really the ones who are on the hook for this financially. And, you know, I don't think it's right. It is not the United States government's, the citizens of the government's responsibility to offer the financial support to Ukraine to keep a war going for the foreseeable future. A war that many already understand and realize that can't be won by Ukraine without a huge percentage of the finances that and resources that they're going to need in order to stave off Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the cost of war were high, but the price of letting Moscow achieve military goals was even greater. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has also warned of a longer-term conflict. And in a stark warning, the newly appointed head of the British Army said the UK and allies needed to be capable of winning a ground war with Russia. General Sir Patrick Sanders, who started the job last week, said in an internal message seen by BBC, Russia's invasion of Ukraine underlines our core purpose to protect the UK and be ready to fight and win wars on land, and reinforces the requirement to deter Russia aggression with the threat of a force. Where do we draw the line? Where are you willing to draw the line? Or are you willing to draw the line? Are you willing to say yes for the foreseeable future? We are going to continue to supply these expensive munitions and eventually offensive weapons to Ukraine because you feel like it's in the best interest of our nation. And maybe, you know, you might have thought that that was okay and that we support this war for a matter of months. But I wonder if you're willing to say that same thing when the months turn into years and when the finances of a nation like ours that's headed into recession, no question, headed into recession, and you ask the people to suffer in this country, whether or not they'd be willing to say, yes, continue. We'll suffer here. But the right thing to do is to continue in this war with Ukraine and Russia. And I'll bet you, even the staunchest believers that we should support Ukraine would say no. Self-preservation comes first. But we're at a point early on that when people hear years attached to this skirmish, that there are more and more people who will venture to say the price is too high. You know, the military support too high. The financial support too high. You know, we're coming to that point already in this nation. And no matter what your thoughts are about the fact that Russians are being very brutal, which they are, it's a war. And so they're stepping up the withering assaults and attacks. And I don't know how much longer Ukraine is going to be able to hold out, even with the help of the United States government. As it turns out, you're looking at many of the allies, NATO allies, who don't have the financial wherewithal that our nation does. They're headed into recession because it's a global recession. And there's arguments now that it looks like the United States is basically kind of going it alone. That's the last thing we need to hear. Because the longer that war goes on, the longer the recession that we know is coming gets a grip on the American people, the more you hear the outcries. And one thing for certain, when you're dealing with politicians, they know the beat of those in this country. They know the heartbeat of those in this country. And they're going to soon find out they're not going to risk their own livelihoods and their own necks. Because when the people come to the realization that we are continuing, even in the face of asking the American people to sacrifice themselves, that we are then using resources that the people are sacrificing to send outside of this nation to fight a war that many believe is not our war. You know, I know not a popular thing to say, but if I'm in error, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Are you willing to support financially a war that they are now projecting to last years, not days, not weeks, not months, years, and the coffers of the United States will begin to become drained more and more and more. And then the resources that the nation does have will start being spent not on the people, but on more military armament. That's what's at the root of all of it. What are your thoughts? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
War-torn country where hate, pain, and killing feast. Where is our peace prayer? Our desperately needed prayer for peace.